content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District 31N for the month of October. And we start right out with a message from your district governor, Anna M. Elliott. I just wanted to start by saying thank you to everyone who came to our awards and installation ceremony. PID Gwen White's speech was inspiring and cheerful. I am forever grateful. Western Harnett Lions Club, you are awesome. Lions, your newly installed cabinet is ready to roar. Their commitment and dedication will help you succeed this year. We will continue with monthly training. Be present. There is always something to learn. Our next event is our BV kickoff, August 24th. There's a flyer attached, and right after that, it will be our first cabinet meeting. I hope to see you all there. Roar! Until then, A. Elliott. And a message from your first VDG, Jean Getz. With my first year on my journey to be district governor for MD31N, I'm ready and excited to assume the duties of first vice DG. This last year has been a warm-up time for me, the thinking stage of the three-year process. Thinking of who to ask to fill positions, thinking of goals for the future, and thinking of things I would like to accomplish. This year, I'll be putting all these things together, formulating plans, and implementing actions for the future. My top priority this year is to get to better know the members of MD31N. You can help me out by letting me know your concerns and or improvements you'd like for the future. We have a great district leadership team set up for this coming year. Anna, Eddie, and myself are all ready to hear from you. Clubs in MD31N have done a great job on community service projects in the last year. I ask that you continue to serve your community and to please remember that supporting NCLF and Camp Dogwood by volunteering or with donations also helps people in your own community. If you have questions or need help, please do not hesitate to contact me. And that is from Lion Jean Getz. Email ggoetz00@gmail.com or phone 414-640-5953. This from 2nd VDG Eddie Chase. Hello, Lions. Things are moving quickly as we begin our first month of the Lions year. We are looking forward to a great year in Lionism. I recently had the honor and privilege to serve as a volunteer at Camp Dogwood from July 7th to 11th. Each day was a day of rich rewards. I met so many new friends and enjoyed the opportunity to serve our VIPs. I would strongly recommend all Lions to become Camp Dogwood volunteers. I was also a guest at the Lions Industry for the Blind Family Night at the Lions Water Park in Kinston. This was a great evening of fun, food, and fellowship to continue to say thank you to the employees for the great job they do. A great time was had by all. Looking forward to seeing you soon. As always, please call or email if I can assist you or your clubs. Sincerely, Lion Eddie Chase, 2nd VDG District 31N, phone 252-939-0549, or email eddie.chase1953, and Eddie is with an IE, so it's eddie.chase1953@gmail.com, and the quote follows, "To live is to serve." Here's something from Lions Kidsite USA, Community Eye Screening for Children. See the 21st Century Screening Program from your KidSight District Chair. The Mobile Screening Programs Committee, under the direction of our new State Chair, Lion John Snellings, has been working hard putting together a revised KidSight training manual. The new manual is easily accessed at https colon nclf.org. Or by picking program forms, then scroll down to See 21st Century Screening Program, and then pick on KidSite Screening Manual 6-19-24, and you'll have it. Regardless if your club is using your own camera, well-challenged spot, or plus optics, or you plan on using the KidSite vehicle, we welcome you to use this new training manual or attend training. You may have been screening kids for many years, but who knows, you may find some information that helps at your screenings. After four training sessions, 65 members went through a five-hour training session since September of 2023. There were 13 Lions at the last training in Spring Lake. A big thank you to the Liberty Lions Club and the Fayetteville Massey Hill Lions Club for sponsoring this training. Our next training session will be sponsored by the Lake Waccamaw Lions Club on September 28th at 506 Lakeshore Drive in Lake Waccamaw. More information will be sent out on this training opportunity. All clubs, please report your screenings to Gene Getz using GGOETZ00 at gmail.com. for an email. Again, that's GGOETZ00 at gmail.com to send your screening reports to Gene Getz. This information is used to report to state agencies, public school systems, and LCI. We also want benefactors of North Carolina Lions Foundations that we're doing our part to screen the vision of our most important resource, our children. District MD-31N has screened 6,408 children. 724 children were referred to an optometrist for further evaluation in the last year. I'm pleased to announce that we now have six District 31N KidSite unit operators: Gene Getz, Eddie Chase, Carly Metz, Nan Bijan, Robert Block, and Betty Shingleton. Four of these operators must still complete two screenings with another operator. With this amount of help, we are sure we can dispatch the KidSite vehicle from its parking spot at LIB in Kinston most any date. Contact your community child care centers and school systems, then schedule a KidSite screening. Help me get this vehicle moving. That's from Lion Gene Getz. Email GGOETZ00 at gmail.com, phone 414-640-5953. Camp Dogwood and Brighter Vision updates. We had a great Camp Dogwood raffle fund drive, raising $22,800 in District MD-31N and $128,773 statewide. Thank you. There will be changes for the 2024-25 raffle. Ticket prices will be $5 per ticket, $10 for three tickets, and $20 for seven tickets. No staple binding the books together, and no extra cover sheets, and the addition of a QR code on each ticket. These changes will save a large amount of money in ticket printing charges and will simplify the collating process for clubs sending in a large quantity of tickets. The QR code will allow clubs to easily process payments on the web. Mark your calendar for August 24th at 11 a.m. for the Brighter Visions kickoff at Lions Industries for the Blind in Kinston. Your effort to have someone from your club at the Brighter Visions kickoff to pick up tickets will be appreciated. That is from Lion Gene Getz. Email ggoetz00 at gmail.com or phone 414-640-5953. And here's a flyer for Brighter Vision. Bring your basket. Show your support for the programs offered by our own North Carolina Lions Incorporated, or NCLF. There are many ways we can show our support, but two primary ways are through volunteering and donations. This meeting is your club's opportunity to show support through your donations. So please try to submit a donation. For many clubs, budgets are tight. We ask that you do what you can to show your club's support. You can help us with donating a basket for the raffle, selling raffle tickets for $5 each, $125 per member initial contribution, bring your lunch. Join our event on August 24th of 2024 from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Lions Industries for the Blind in Kinston. For more information, you can contact PDG Carly Metz, phone 252-259-4827, or email cmetz22@gmail.com. And Metz is spelled M-E-T-T-S. So that's cmetz22@gmail.com. And there's another email here, coxdada@yahoo.com. The Boys and Girls Home needs your help. As you all know, we've been working on the remodel project at the Lions Cottage Boys and Girls Home, Lake Waccamaw, North Carolina. Well, that remodel project is scheduled to start on Monday, August 19th, and will take 4 to 6 weeks to complete. We're going to need assistance on Saturday, August 17th, starting at 10 a.m., to take everything out of the cottage and place it in a storage container beside the cottage. So we need manpower. If any of your clubs would be willing to help empty out Lions Cottage, please contact Lions Scott Stevenson at lionsstevenson@gmail.com. That's lionsstephenson@gmail.com. Or phone 910-494-0809. We need to know how many people are going to be there so we can staff accordingly. The entire clean-out should only take 3 to 5 hours, depending on how many people show up to assist. So, please, come help if you can. Here's a notice about a Thomas Academy baseball night. Wednesday, September 4th at 6:35 p.m. The Thomas Academy is the school located on the Boys and Girls Home campus at Lake Waccamaw. All of the kids staying at the home, along with other at-risk children in the community, attend school here. We have received a request from the Boys and Girls Home to help sponsor a field trip to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers baseball game on Wednesday, September 4th. There are approximately 50 kids and staff that will be attending the game. District 31N PDG Myra McLeod has negotiated a group rate, and the Massey Hill Lions have agreed to provide food for the kids and staff. If your club would like to sponsor a child or a staff member, the cost is $9 per ticket. Please contact Lion Scott Stevenson at 910-494-0809 or lionsstevenson@gmail.com. Checks should be made out to the Massey Hill Lions Club, 1613 Camden Road in Fayetteville, North Carolina, 28306. And please put Thomas Academy Baseball on the memo line. We'd also like to invite your club to come and enjoy the game with the kids and other area Lions. We can secure additional tickets in the same section at the same price if we know in advance who's coming. You can also come in at general admission price. Here's a notice about a golf tournament. Lions International, We Serve, Dick Rudin Golf Tournament, Western Harnett Lions Club. It'll be held Saturday, September 7th, 2024, at the Carolina Lakes Golf Course. It's a two-person, captain's choice, shotgun, flighted tournament. Couples flight with a minimum of 10 couples. The start time is 8:30 a.m., $65 per person or $130 per team. That includes the golf round, lunch, range balls, two mulligans, and prizes. So if you'd like to join this golf tournament, please send the check payable to Western Harnett Lions Club and return that to P.O. Box 248 in Olivia, North Carolina, 28368. They also accept Zelle and Venmo, and your entries need to be returned to the Carolina Lakes Golf Course. And I don't see an address here for the golf course. Or you can phone Carolina Lakes 919-499-5421. So let's see. This event is the major charity fundraiser for our club. Please play in the tournament and show your support for our club and efforts to assist local charities, organizations, service, and civic events. We sincerely thank you for your help and participation in our efforts to raise funds for charity. Here are some important dates to remember. DGE 31N, Anna M. Elliott, is inviting you to a scheduled Zoom meeting. Oh boy, to join the meeting, it's a very long web address, so I think I'll just skip that and tell you the other information. Find your local number. Oh my gosh, another long website. I'm just going to continue with dates here. On Tuesday, July 23rd of 2024, there will be a 7 p.m. reporting service projects. On Tuesday, August 27th of 2024, there's a 7 p.m. meeting on effective communication. On Tuesday, September 24th, there's a 7 p.m. meeting on conflict resolution. On Tuesday, October 22nd, a 7 p.m. meeting on what is a lion. Tuesday, November 19th, a 7 p.m. meeting on LCIF grants. And lastly, a Tuesday, December 17th meeting at 7 p.m. on Mission 1.5. So if you'd like to join any of these Zoom meetings, please make sure to RSVP to m5djack at yahoo.com if you'd like to participate. And thank you for reading this notice. Make your mark as a leader. Make it a priority to appreciate your team and, most importantly, thank them for their excellent service. We serve. Leadership first. That's from your Lions Club International. And the last page is an advertisement for Lions Industries for the Blind, Incorporated. You can phone them at 252-523-1019. Independence through employment, providing quality products and services for over 40 years. Now offering Lions Club apparel. And they show a fleece vest, a golf shirt, a polo, a t-shirt, and a nice lined, what looks like a rain jacket or kind of a fall jacket, and a ball cap. And all of these have the Lions International logo on them. They're very good-looking apparel for the Lions Club. And that's the end of this newsletter for 31N, the month of August of 2024. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lions newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. And we thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.